Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to our everyday lives. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now, here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
What am I trying to hide? And why do I keep on waiting when I know it's on the other side? It's time to let the light in, let the light in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. And it's Pastor Kevin here from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. We're actually located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, right across from Audubon Elementary School in East Merritt Island. We're out on the back nine. But just want to welcome you to the program and just give you a little heads up where we're at. You should join us some Sunday. We're there every Sunday morning from 8:30 to and at 10:30, not to 10:30, but we're there from 8:30 and 10:30. And we'd love to have you in one of our services. Come out and pay us a visit. But we are doing a what we call topical Bible study here at Turn the Light On. And I like to do the program with a guest. And I've had Martita Stanton with me all week. One of my great friends. It has been. Welcome to the program, Martita.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. It's been great. I love it.
Yeah, man. We just love to break down and talk about Jesus and the Word of God. And, you know,
we're
addicted to Jesus,
I was talking to my girls about it. And I said, you know, I love this because it's like just sitting on a table with a cup of coffee talking about the Lord.
Right.
You know, it's not, I want to prove this or that or the other. It's just sitting there, two friends, just talking about the Lord. And I love it. That's what, you know, it's so easy.
It is.
It's what we are to do with friends and just talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's how it was in the early church. They're just trying to discover Jesus, and so are we.
That's right.
You know, we have one lifetime that we all have. You know, you have your lifetime, I have my lifetime, and we have to use every moment that we can to try to get closer to God so that we can, you know, understand Him better, know Him more, His Word. You know, it says, your Word I've hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Man, if you're feeling like you're moving against God, you just need to know more of the Word. You need to hide more of that Word in your heart.
And you mentioned, you know, that we went to school together and we taught and we did all these things, but actually we are students.
Yes.
I know that the more I learn, the more I realize how little I know.
I know, it's crazy.
You know, and then I go back and I thought, how could I believe that? You know,
It's
just learning, always having an open heart to learn, not to prove a point.
Right.
But to actually learn more from the Lord.
Sure.
And it's humbling, but it's like, oh my gosh, every time I sometimes read a verse and I'm like, I've read this verse 10 times and I just got a new revelation.
Yeah, all the time that happens to me.
Because the Bible, the Word is life, is spirit. Yeah.
I think we need to always be mindful that we have to remain teachable.
Yes.
I think so many times we've seen through religion and different things like that, people say, well, I've arrived, you know, and I'm still working things out, man.
Oh,
I make mistakes. I preach something. I've made comments in the pulpit, and then I've gone back and restudied them and had to go back. I mean, I had a guy correct me one time. It was a young kid. He's like, yeah, are you sure that what you just said is true? And he showed me a scripture, and I'm like, wow, man, that's valid point, man. I'm going to correct that next service. And I got up in the pulpit. Hey, last service I said this is, but somebody showed me this and I was wrong, you know? So I think if we always take a stance of humility as we approach the Word, knowing that we're all, you know, not maliciously teaching. I know that the Bible talks about false prophets, but, you know, I don't consider somebody teaching out of the knowledge that they have and maybe being in error, a false prophet.
That's right.
You know, I think we need to always be mindful that we are always sharing our hearts, you, me, anybody that you hear, for the most part. Now, there are people that are actively trying to teach falsely, but we are trying to teach you the Word of God to the best of our abilities, you know, and we're just learning. We're just learning.
That's right. And go to the Bible when we mention a verse, when we talk about something. Exactly. Go to the Bible and study it. Don't just take our word for it. Dig into it.
Yeah, because we're going to talk about some crazy stuff today.
That's right.
You got to go dig in. You got to prove this for yourself.
That's right. We want to perk your interest and your hunger for the Lord.
Yeah. So, all right, well, let's dive in. Our topic's been how and why we need Jesus in our lives. And then we talked all, we went all the way back to the beginning yesterday on the program, and we were talking about Adam and how he sinned, and, you know, we and can elaborate on that a little more, but.
And how Jesus is the only one.
He is.
That can provide what we need.
Today, yeah, I think we can actually prove through what we're going to talk about today that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to the Father except through Him.
Amen.
And if you can grasp what we're going to share today, you'll understand why that no other religion has the ability to bring you atonement.
No
and,
other
and
being
to bring you,
has provided
to God because
what Jesus
there is
provided.
No other way. And I believe it's because, you know, Jesus was God Himself.
Yes.
And every other, you know, area that we look at, you know, we have to believe and understand that, you know, they can't get us there.
Nope.
There's no way to the Father except through Jesus. So let's talk about this. You know, we talk about when Adam sinned, sin entered into the world, and Adam's sin brought death. So death spread to everybody now. Everybody has fallen under this curse of sin. Yeah, people sinned. You know, even before the law was given, you know, let's talk a little bit about sin and its appropriation from Adam to Moses, and from Moses to Jesus, and then from Jesus till now.
So
let's talk about that for a minute.
I want to read Romans 5:12. I'm going to be reading out of the New Living Translation. When Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned. Yes, people sinned even before the law was given, but it was not counted as sin because there was not yet any law to break. Still, everyone died, from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even those who did not disobey an explicit commandment of God, as Adam did. Now Adam is a symbol, a representation of Christ, who was yet to come. But there is a great difference between Adam's sin and God's gracious gift. For the sin of this one man, Adam, brought death to many. But even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of forgiveness to many through this other man, Jesus Christ. And the result of God's gracious gift is very different from the result of that one man's sin. For Adam's sin led to condemnation, but God's free gift leads to our being made right with God, even though we're guilty of many sins. For the sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to rule over many. But even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of righteousness. For all who receive it will live in triumphs over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ. Yes, Adam's one sin brings condemnation for everyone. But Christ's one act of righteousness brings a right relationship with God and new life for everyone. Because one person disobeyed God, many became sinners. But because one other person obeyed God, many will be made righteous.
Wow. Such a
powerful
portion of scripture.
Oh my gosh, it's so powerful.
You know, I love that, you know, it says Adam is a symbol and a representation of Christ, you know, because, you know, a lot of times Jesus is referred to as the second Adam. And, you know, he is the new birth. Adam was the original birth of man, and Jesus is the second birth. To be born again means to walk your way into a life relationship with Jesus.
And Adam was created in the image of God.
Sure.
So
we talked about that yesterday.
That's right. So, and what I like here, and I want to mention as it comes, death came from Adam, but people started dying not because of their sin.
Right.
It was the sin nature that they had inside of them because it came from Adam.
Right.
When Moses came in and the law came in through Moses, now people were dying of their own sin too.
Right. So, you know, there really was, it says right here, you know, it was not counted as sin because there was not yet any law to break.
Exactly.
So there was no accountability, really.
Until the
law was given, sin was real. It was creating destruction, but it wasn't
because it was only one sin that had been committed by Adam by disobeying God.
Right.
So that sin carried in and brought death
right
into everybody because the seed was from Adam.
Right. So okay. Everyone born after that had that seed of
right.
sin in them.
It was paying from that sin.
Yeah.
But when the law came, not only were they dying because of Adam's sin, they were also dying because now they're committing sin because they were breaking the law.
Right. They knew better now.
They knew better.
God gave them the rules. But you know what's funny about the law and the Ten Commandments is God gave the Ten Commandments and the law. I mean, there was way more than 10.
Yes.
You know, but the law was given and people were made aware of their sin and they just started sinning more. You know, the law was never meant to be kept. It was made to actually bring an awareness of your sin and your own sin consciousness and your own sin nature within you and to show you your need for Jesus.
Yes, your need for salvation.
Yeah.
And as we see here, one person sinned and one person only can be the atonement.
Right.
So when we hear about all these gods and everything.
Yeah.
Only pure blood.
Yeah.
Okay. Can reconcile us to the Father.
Yeah. I mean, think about how perverted the world is on the topic of blood. You know, you got vampires, horror movies. Everything's about spilling blood. Blood everywhere. Drink the blood. You know, all of that, you know. And why is blood so, you know, important, you know? And that's what I want to kind of go towards today, you know, how and why we need the blood of Jesus, right, in our life.
Okay, so as we were talking about yesterday, they had to sacrifice every year something
right.
to cover their sin. Jesus Christ, by him coming with his pure blood.
Right.
Okay.
Well, how do we know he had pure blood?
That's what we're going to go into. So when Adam was created, he had pure blood.
Right.
When he sinned, he became
stained.
Stained, dirty.
Dirty, right.
Contaminated.
Contaminated.
That was the word I was looking for. Contaminated.
Yeah. Right.
So
with sin.
That's right. Sin comes through the male.
Right.
Okay. It's Adam through the blood.
Right.
Me being me.
So the father holds the bloodline is
yes,
what you're saying.
That's correct.
Right.
So being me, I thought, Lord, I need to talk about this.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so Jesus was born of a virgin that
right.
the Holy Spirit impregnated into
right.
her. But I thought, but Mary wasn't.
Oh. So God was the father.
Yes, God
of
was
Jesus
the father. But I thought.
Through the Holy Spirit.
Mary.
He's in her body.
Yeah,
Jesus is in her body.
Exactly.
So her blood's
so
got to be mixed in, right?
Her blood is contaminated.
Right.
How can this be? And his answer was, go do some research.
Oh, wow. Thanks,
through
Lord.
Through science, prove why.
Yeah.
So I did. So
wow.
let
All
me
right.
share with you. Where did I put it?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me
show
you.
So you
what
went
did.
And did some studying. You
oh,
went and broke
started,
this down.
I went.
You're like,
science.
I'm going to prove this scientifically.
That's right.
So
I
all our science
to,
people out there are about to get really excited.
Yes, because I talked to doctors. I went into research. I'm like, okay, let's find out how Jesus can be born
of a virgin.
Of a virgin
who has
and not have
sin
her blood
polluted blood in her body.
And he can be born
but
with
his
pure
blood,
blood
is still pure.
So this is how it started. I study, according to Dr. Martin R. Dehan, an unfertilized egg cell can never develop blood since the female egg does not, by itself, contain the elements essential for the production of the blood. It is only after the sperm enters the egg that the blood can be developed.
Nice.
So the only thing that develops the blood is through the sperm.
Right.
Okay. So then I continue and I said, okay, so now the baby's there and she gets food through the umbilical cord, correct?
Or he.
The baby gets the nutrition. And I thought, so
I know you lean towards ladies.
So,
but it's all right.
So
Jesus
how,
was a boy. So
that's
just,
right.
Just
so
tying it in.
The baby, any baby. Mm-hmm.
Any baby, right.
So we're talking about babies in general.
Mm-hmm.
The baby grows in the uterus in the water,
right.
And there's a placenta, and it has an umbilical cord.
Right.
The umbilical cord has two arteries that go in the outside. And so the blood of the woman carries the oxygen and the nutrients that the baby needs to grow.
Right.
This goes into the placenta. The placenta has a filter. That filter separates the blood of the woman and the nutrition and the oxygen. And that's what goes through the umbilical cord, only the nutrition and the oxygen, not the blood of the woman. The blood of the woman goes back.
That's pretty amazing.
Then the food goes into the baby. And when that blood has no more oxygen or nutrition, it comes back out through the arteries,
right,
back through the filter into the woman. And this is the system, how it works. Then I read that if the woman blood, the mother's blood gets mixed with the baby, that baby could die.
It dies.
There's no connection, no mixing of the woman's blood with the baby.
Wow.
So when Jesus was there.
That's incredible.
It's amazing. When Jesus was in the virgin, her blood never went to him. And that's why he could be completely perfect and pure.
Yeah,
because
that's awesome.
It came from the blood, direct blood of the Father.
You know what blows my mind is that God probably designed it that way, knowing he was going to send Jesus.
So
and that it had to be that way. So
he
created us that way
from the beginning. Oh my gosh,
no way.
Awesome.
Boom, yeah.
So you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So as I'm doing this research.
We're not just proving this process. We're saying God created this process
from the
beginning, knowing that he was going to bring the Messiah through a virgin.
That's right.
Because it was prophesied.
And that's why when he was, oh my God, my hairs. When he was in the cross and shed his blood for us.
Right.
My God, it was pure
it's
blood.
The pure blood, the same blood that was in Adam the day God breathed the breath of life into him was in Jesus.
Not only that, Adam was tempted by one tree.
Right.
Jesus lived here for 33 years, just like us. He lost his father.
Right.
He had to work. He had every temptation we go
sure.
through, and he didn't fall in one of them.
Right.
So we can't say, oh, well,
he
was God. No, he walked in this earth as a human being,
right.
dealing with everything we deal with.
Sure.
Rejection, pain, you name it.
Right.
He
experienced it all,
everything.
Yet without sin.
Exactly.
Because there was no sin found in him.
And he made the choice not to sin.
Right.
So we have that.
Right.
Because he provided it for us.
That's so good.
That's amazing.
So now here we are with now the precious blood, just like the blood that was in Adam before he sinned, is here. It's on the planet. Now, what is God going to end up doing with that blood? It's in Jesus. He's there. You know, so now we have a suitable sacrifice. We have a sacrifice that can once and for all, you know, save every person that will fall under by faith the gift of that sacrifice. And Jesus, you know, says he came to his own. His own received not as many as received him, to them he gave the power to be the sons and daughters of God. That power is in the blood of Jesus Christ. We can come under, you know, the rule and kingdom of God once again. And we can, I mean, there was a veil in the temple where God's presence was. And when Jesus died on that cross, that veil was torn. It was a foot thick, made of like animal fur, and it was torn. God's like, finally, I'm out of here. I can go and live in them again.
He's out of the box.
He's out of the box.
And he opened it so we can have complete personal relationship with the Father, with Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
If you're out there listening and you think you're not loved, let me tell you, you are super loved.
Yeah, God loves you so much.
He knew when he came here what he was going to suffer so he can have a relationship with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You are loved.
Yeah.
All he wants is for you to receive it.
Scripture tells us that, you know, while we were sinners.
Oh my God, he's amazing.
While we were yet sinners, you know.
He died for us.
He died for us.
Knowing that you might want to say yes and you might not. And he still did it.
Yeah.
And he gives you chance after chance after chance.
What I love is that, like, you know, now I read, after learning this and knowing this, I can read scriptures like in Hebrews, it says, how much more will the blood of Jesus purge your conscience from dead works so that you can serve the living God? You can have every negative thing that's ever happened to you, every hurt, every wound, everything that you've been a victim of. You can, you know, maybe you've been the perpetrator. Maybe you've caused pain to other people. But all of that can be washed away. That's how you can, you know, look at somebody and see when they give their life to Jesus, they are transformed.
That's right.
By the blood of Jesus, because they come under the cleansing power. And it says, nothing else on the planet has the ability to wash you as white as snow.
You know, I was just thinking, he actually, when he died, he took every sin, every curse in his body.
Yeah.
He already took it. Why are we keeping it when he took it for us?
Right. If he's already given it,
he already
taken it and washed it away, why are you looking at your sin if God's not looking at it?
Why am I holding on to it?
Right.
When he already took it. So let it go. Just say, Lord, I am so sorry. Let it go.
Yeah.
Be free. Be free.
He whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
Indeed.
But there's freedom found nowhere else. I will stand on the rooftops and I'll shout that, you know.
The only one that has the perfect blood. Say you're free,
but you're never truly free until you get under that one sacrifice that was made for you by God himself, giving his life, pure, spotless, non-sin filled blood of Jesus life.
And we have just proven it scientifically. It's done. That blood was pure.
Yeah.
Perfect. And now that we're his children, we have his DNA.
Right. You know, so once we're cleansed by the blood of Jesus, you know, we're forever cleansed.
That's right.
It's like we get a blood transfusion.
That's right.
You know, now his blood is our blood.
And as pure as pure can be. And when he looks at us, he says completely purity.
Yeah.
He doesn't see any sin in us.
Which brings, you know, whole new meanings to scriptures like you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
That's right. We're holy.
The goal is that we're in Christ, you know, for those who are in Christ. You know, you see it in the Bible all the time. It's in Christ, not for Christ.
No, nope, it's
not
in Christ.
Not with Christ, but in Christ. Christ. You have been hidden. You're crucified with Christ, like Galatians 2:20 says, but yet you're alive, but not you, but the life that you're now living in the flesh, you live by faith. Faith in that finished work of the cross, that the blood of Jesus has atoned for you, made you holy and perfect, and life that you now live, you can live by faith in this in the Son of God who gave his life for you.
Amen, brother.
Wow, man. Man. This is good. Let's take a quick break and come back, and we'll talk more about it.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, welcome back. We're so glad that you joined us on the program today. I mean, we've been feeding you steak today. It's been the meat of
and
the
quickly.
Word. And yeah, as fast as we can get it out. And, you know, Martita, just this week, we've been talking about love. We've been talking about forgiveness. We've been talking about, you know, the blood of Jesus and the power that it has. So I'm going to kick it over to you and just how do we pull all this together? Love, forgiveness, blood of Jesus. How does that all come into play?
Okay, so this is what came into my heart just a second ago is now we understand why we need forgiveness. We need salvation. We need it only through Jesus Christ because he's the only one that has the pure, perfect blood without sin. Now we have to know, okay, so the first thing is I need to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as the Savior. Repent for my sins, receive his forgiveness and his love. Let it come into me. The Holy Spirit come inside of me.
Changes you radically.
You're totally changed. Your DNA is changed because now you have a new daddy.
Right.
Okay. And as we learn, the blood and life comes through the Father.
Right.
Now we have a new Father. We're completely forgiven. We are holy. We are righteous in Christ.
Right.
Receive that. The next step is please forgive yourself.
Right.
God loves you so much.
How can you forgive others if you haven't forgiven yourself first?
Exactly. So start with yourself. Sit down and receive the love of the Lord and his forgiveness. Then choose and say, I choose to forgive myself for whatever reason it is. Okay?
Because God's forgiven me, so I can forgive myself.
Exactly. And the Lord
says, in Christ.
Love first God with everything you got. Then love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah.
Learn to love yourself.
And then you can
flow and love your neighbor.
That's mind-blowing, actually. Because I think a lot of people out there are really struggling with even liking themselves, much less loving themselves. So to learn to love yourself and then love your neighbor as you've learned to love yourself.
Exactly.
You know? So start with you.
You're lovable.
That's the goal.
You're lovable. You're worth it.
You're worthy.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus died for you.
Exactly.
He would have died just for you.
That's right.
So
receive
the gift.
Exactly. Receive his love. Receive his forgiveness.
Yeah.
Forgive yourself. Share the love. Let it flow. Love others.
Man, that is so powerful, guys. We hope that you who are listening today have been inspired. You've been given revelation. You know and you understand more than you knew yesterday about how the blood of Jesus works, how forgiveness works, and forgive yourself and move into a new idea of living your life under the blood of Jesus in Christ today. We hope you enjoyed the program. It's Kevin and Martita. Turn the light on. Have a good day.
Bye.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.